the risk reward ratio of setting a mileage goal, just from my perspective, is way out of whack. Because honestly, what's the reward? Episode 505 of Diz Runs Radio is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip: say no to the annual mileage goal. Hey guys, I have a feeling, that today's quick tip might be a little controversial, might ruffle a few feathers, but hopefully it'll give you something to think about. But before we dive into that, just want to take a quick minute and thank today's sponsor, Health IQ. Once again, they've been sponsoring quite a few episodes here towards the end of the year 2017. And you know, as this year starts to wind down and the new year starts to creep upon us, which is happening, it's coming quickly. If you haven't checked the calendar, we've got 2 weeks left, basically. You know, it's a good time to reassess. Beyond just running goals and things that you've got going on in the running world, but other, you know, other life responsibilities, other things in your life, and life insurance coverage may be one of those things. You know, depending on how things may or may not have changed in the last year, it may be time to look at getting, you know, adding some more coverage to your portfolio. And if you are in that situation, Health IQ is the place to go, because what they do is they work with life insurance companies and to basically give better rates, to give some discounts to folks who are at a slightly lower risk of death. They have a lower mortality rate. And as runners, we qualify. Congratulations, we qualify. So if you are interested, head over to healthiq.com/DizRuns, all one word together there, it's DizRuns, and see if you qualify. Check and see if you qualify and what kind of discount you might be able to receive, as opposed to when you're shopping around to the other life insurance carriers just on your own. So healthiq.com/DizRuns, check it out for more information and to see if you qualify for a discount, which, spoiler alert, You're a runner, so you probably are going to qualify. It's really kind of simple and crazy how that works. So anyway, let's dive in today. Talking about mileage goals, something everybody loves, right? Everybody's a fan of, you know, the new year's fixing to start here as this episode gets released. Like I said, we've got just a couple of weeks left in the year, and 2018 is going to be here. And like, wow, what are we going to do in 2018? I know I want to run X number of miles. That's going to be my goal. One of my big running goals this year. You know, 1,000 miles, 2,000 miles, 1,500 miles. You know, I know some people that run the year. So since next year will be 2018, my goal for the year is to run 2,018 miles. Pretty commonplace, pretty common practice. Something that I've done before. I've been guilty of this. I've been caught up in the hype of setting a mileage goal, but I want to encourage you to avoid doing that this year, to refrain from setting a mileage goal. And before we get into the reasons why, I have a question for you. Why do you set a mileage goal? What is the point? What is the point of saying that this year I'm going to run X number of miles? I think that on one hand, it's not necessarily a bad thing to have that target. It sounds good. It's a way to keep you motivated, right? To keep you on track, to keep you consistently training throughout the year. But my question, I guess, or my rebuttal to that line of thinking is do you really need it? You're a runner. I'm a runner. I don't need some target to get out there and train. I'm going to run. I have dozens of reasons that I run. I've talked about before, just the mental clarity, just feeling better, the physiological, the physical, the mental, the spiritual, all of the reasons that I enjoy the sport, the community aspect. When I go to town and meet up with the pack and run with my friends, like there's so many reasons that I keep running and will keep running next year. I don't need some arbitrary number, some goal that I pull out of a hat or somewhere else for the year to keep me going. And I'm going to assume that most of you that listen to this are probably in that same situation. Now, every once in a while, it's nice to have a target. It's nice to have a goal to train for. Maybe that's a race. Maybe that's some type of challenge. Maybe that's some type of mileage goal. But I don't think that the best way to do it is to set a goal for the year. And one of the big reasons for that is that I just see and I've experienced this. So this is coming. This isn't just something that I'm imagining. This is something that I've experienced. I see setting a mileage goal as a very high risk and very low reward type of situation. And I'm going to be happy to explain that to you, because it's not something that necessarily that makes a whole lot of sense right out of the gate. And I understand that. But I think that the idea of chasing a mileage goal, I think that if that becomes some type of driving force, it can be a problem. Now, if you just say, hey, it would be great to run 1,500 miles next year or whatever, I'm just pulling a number there, but whatever would make sense for you. Maybe it's 800, maybe it's 1,000, maybe it's a couple thousand, whatever. If you just say, hey, it would be great to do that, that would be a target, something I'd like to do, but you don't make it a big deal, you don't make that your driving force, then I really don't have a problem with setting a mileage goal. Where I see it as a problem, and I know people that have done this, and I've been one of these people, so don't tell me they don't exist, because I exist. I've been that guy that's like, well, God, I set this number. I said I wanted to run 1,500 miles and come hell or high water. I am going to do what it takes to reach that goal. I'm not one that just sets a goal and gives up on it. I am going to do it. So if that is your type of mindset, the risk reward ratio of setting a mileage goal, just from my perspective, is way out of whack. Because honestly, what's the reward? What is the reward if on 31 December of 2018 you sit there and go, "All right, I did it. I hit my goal. I ran my 1,500 miles. I ran my 2,000 miles. I ran my 700 miles. Whatever it was, whatever your goal is, what do you get for it?" Yeah, there's a level of self-satisfaction, a little bit of like, all right, I set a goal, I chipped away at it, I did it. Like, and that's powerful. I don't mean to undermine that. That's a good thing. Maybe you post it on social media, on your blog, whatever. You tell some folks about it. Maybe you throw it up in the Facebook group, you know, towards the end of next year. Like, hey, my goal for the year was XYZ miles and I freaking did it. I hit it today. I got my miles for the year. Hey, congratulations. You'll get a bunch of people that like your posts and post all kinds of, and I'll probably be one of them. I'll like the post. Hey, congratulations. And here's a thumbs up and, you know, high five and all that stuff. But what's the reward really? Like, what do you get for that? I mean, nothing that lasts, nothing permanent. All right. So congratulations. You got your mileage goal. What are you going to do next year? All right, we're already on to next year. What are we going to do? But the risk of setting a mileage goal, especially something that's lofty, because honestly, I don't think any of us that have ever set a mileage goal have been like, well, I ran 1,500 miles in this past year, so I think next year my mileage goal is going to be 1,000. Like, that's the people that, the type A runners that I know, that a lot of you that listen to this show are, you're not setting some goal that like, well, hell yeah, I'm like, of course I'm going to run 1,000 miles by June. Like, that's not even stretch. Like that's not going to be the type of goal you're going to set. You're going to be setting something to push yourself. All right, I ran 1,500 miles this year. Maybe, all right, next year, goal, 2,000. We're going to go big, baby. Add an extra, you know, 40, whatever that math works out to be. Extra 40 miles a month to what I did this year is my goal for next year. And I'm going to go out there and see what I can do. All right? So when you're setting those goals, like, of course you're setting them higher. Of course you're setting them to push yourself. And in so doing, if you make that goal the end all be all, the come hell or high water thing that you're going to do, man, your risks are high. Your rewards are low. And what are the risks? Well, injury is a big one. Injury is a huge one. It's something that as runners, we kind of have to worry about anyway, even though I like to say, and I've said several times that, you know, just because you're a runner doesn't mean you're going to get injured. And I truly believe that. But when you have this external goal that like, come hell or high water, I'm going to do this, you know, you're setting yourself up to be in a situation where you stop making wise choices, where you stop listening to your body and going, you know what, that Achilles is just barking at me a little bit. Like, maybe I need to take a week and just do some cross training, do some stretching, do some foam rolling, go see somebody to kind of work on it and try to loosen things up a little bit so it doesn't become a problem. You don't do that when you're chasing this goal that like, oh my God, I have to hit this goal. You push through. You know, so there's that, and that type of thing happens all throughout the year. But even you know, there's even some other things that are heightened injury risk. Like, for example, you set this goal right now. You know, here we are, the end of December 2017. All right, by the end of December 2018, I'm going to run 2,000 miles. Well, shoot, like I'm in good shape. I feel good right now. I'm going to go out and hammer it in January. You know, January's a month with 31 days. It's got that extra day in there. Let me go out there and really get after it and build up a little bit of a buffer so that I'll be able to survive February, which only has 28 days. And you know, if something happens, if something comes up, I get sick or you know, work gets crazy, I have to take a little bit of time, dial back a little bit. Let me build up a buffer now. Well, now, not only are you setting your sights higher for next year than they were this year, you know, like we said, maybe this year you ran 1,500. Next year, the goal is to run 2,000. So you got to bump it up by 40 something miles anyway. But hey, let me get started for real good this month. Let me build up that buffer a little bit. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to hammer an extra 70 miles this month on top of the 120 something miles that it took to get to 1,500 miles. I'm going to go out and do a 200 mile month this month after averaging, you know, 123 or whatever it makes to whatever the math works out to be to get to 1,500 miles for the year. That might sound ridiculous, but I know people that have done that type of thing. Again, I may be speaking behind the microphone as the one who has done that type of thing. It's foolish, but that's begging for an injury to add that many miles that quickly. For what? So that in December you can say, hey, I hit my 2,000 mile goal. Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. And then on the flip side, maybe you go, hey, all right, so I've been averaging 120 miles per month this year to reach this goal. My goal for next year, yeah, it's bigger. I want to add that 40 or 50 miles per month to keep that, but I know I can't just jump that up now. So let me you know, just add an extra 15 miles this week, an extra 20 miles, you know, 1 mile per week or 1 mile per run for the month. We'll add it up to an extra 20 miles this month, and I'll be on my way. I'll be a little bit behind, but I'll keep tweaking that, you know, bumping that up towards the end of the year. And by the end of the year, I should be good. Well, that logic sounds great, but then what happens in December when you go, oh shit, like I'm 240 miles behind my goal for December, and like I need to average 200. Like, you know, I've been averaging right around 200 miles the last couple of months. It's moved me closer. Like, can I hit 240 miles in December? Maybe your base of fitness is good enough. But let's not forget that December is a crazy month. We got weather starting, winter starts to happen. There's obviously the winter holidays, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, all those types of things. You got New Year's happening. You got kids off of school. You got work parties. You got work year-end work responsibilities. Like, December is a terrible month to try to have to hammer it at the end to hit your mileage goal. But that's what happens to us. We fall behind somewhere along the line. Either our pacing was building up so that our biggest months would be our last couple months of the year and we'd hit our goals that way, or we tried to run even splits, you know, even miles each month, and you know, went on vacation, the kids got sick, you know, the work got demanded, like all of a sudden, oh, you know, all hands on deck, we got to do this work project for the next 2 weeks. You're hardly able to run. And now all of a sudden in December, you got a whole bunch to extra to do, whole bunch of extra miles to keep up at the end. You know, and so you're adding a bunch on your plate, odds of injury go up. You know, one other injury concern is just, you know, if you know that each month you got to average 150 miles per month, whatever your numbers might be, if you get to the last week and realize that you're 40 miles behind, what are you going to do? You're going to try to hammer it to stay on track this month? Are you going to say, all right, well, don't worry about it this month, I'll add them on next month? Eventually that catches up to you. So having that mileage goal that's just like, I am going to do this. Your risk of injury, if you make that like the priority and you stop listening to your body, you stop making those intelligent decisions to back off, to take a rest day, to not stress about missing a run, that risk of injury goes up fairly dramatically. The more hardcore you are about your goal, you know, the more elevated that injury risk becomes. And none of us want to get injured. So again, risk reward, it's disproportional. You know, another risk of setting a mileage goal beyond the injury realm and focusing on it is just the stress of having this goal, of having this thing that is hanging over your head. And you know, this, you know, if things start to not go according to plan, then you've got to talk about, well, is it worth it to try to keep going? And how am I going to balance it? How am I going to make up for this run that I missed? You know, again, like I just said, kind of in the injury bit, and as I've said dozens of times in this past year, life is going to happen. There's going to be times in your running, in your running career. It's going to happen probably between the time you're hearing this and the last 2 weeks of the year, but it's certainly going to happen on several occasions in 2018 where you're going to miss a run. You're going to be sick. The kids are going to be sick. The weather's going to be terrible. Whatever it is, life is going to happen. Happens to all of us. And when that happens in the course of just normal training, training for a race, training for, just to maintain your fitness, to improve your base, whatever, when you have that day where you can't run for whatever reasons, who cares? It doesn't matter. Let it go. No big deal. But when you've got this mileage goal hanging over your head and you are like calculating, all right, every week I have to average this many miles, and every month that means I have to average this many miles, and like, oh shoot, like I missed my Saturday long run, which is always supposed to be somewhere between 10 and 15 miles, and I couldn't do it, so now I got to make that up on Sunday, which means then I'm not having my rest day. Like, it starts to snowball, and not even the injury risk, although that's very real, but then just the stress of like, oh, I've got this goal and I missed a day, and how am I going to make it up? And like, I can't do it tomorrow because I got to take the kids to dance practice, and the next day there's a baseball, a little league game, and like, oh my God, when am I going to make up these miles? It might sound ridiculous, but I promise you that there's plenty of type A exclamation point runners that if you have that goal that's you know, determined by hitting every one of these runs and making them all happen, having that one day that you miss, man, the stress level, whew. And running is supposed to be that thing that helps us burn our stress, helps us feel better, helps us be more relaxed and calm. So don't let running be something that adds to your stress. And having a mileage goal, something big that you're like, this is what I'm going to do this year, boy, that can ramp the stress factor up dramatically. If things go just a little bit off plan, and guess what? They're going to go off plan. It's life. It happens. The last of the risk factors is just the disappointment factor. You know, a couple of years ago, I had the goal of running 1500 miles, and I talked about it a lot, and I came up short, and I was disappointed in myself. I made the goal. I made the proclamation. Here I am. I'm putting it out there to you. This is what I want to do this year. Help hold me accountable. And I fell off. Running became a chore. Running became work, something I had to do to hit this goal. And then when I missed it, when it was clear that there was no way that I could get the number of miles necessary in the last two to three months without really running the risk of injury, I was disappointed. I was upset. I felt like I don't know that I felt like I let other people down, but it was clear that I let myself down. It was clear that I'd put myself out there and now I'd failed, and I was disappointed. And I don't know about you, but I know about me that when I let myself down, like, I can beat myself up pretty good about it. Like, there are times that I let myself off the hook and I don't care, but there are times when I let myself down and it's like, God, you suck. Like, you're just such a joke. Like who do you think you are that you could be coaching people, that you could have a great podcast talking to other people and inspire them when you can't even hit some stupid mileage goal for the year? You know, like I start having those conversations, and maybe you do too. Maybe you do as well. Maybe that's the type of thing that you are your own worst critic. I think a lot of us are our own worst critics. So you set some big goal now that the payoff is 12 months down the road. And if you don't get it, you're going to beat yourself up about it. You're going to tear yourself down. How does that make sense? It doesn't. So again, the risks of setting a big mileage goal, in my mind, way high. If you don't hit it, the results of that can be big, can be serious. And the rewards are a couple of likes on social media. Like what is that really worth? You know, yeah, again, yeah, there's some level of like, I did it, sense of accomplishment. That's a good thing. But I just don't feel like they outweigh each other. I feel like the risks of setting a big mileage goal don't outweigh the potential rewards of hitting it. It just doesn't make sense. The math, the logic, it's just not there. So what's an alternative? Because you know me, you know I like a big goal. We're going to be talking much more about goals and before the end of the year and at the start of 2017. I like having goals. I like putting myself out there. I like saying like, hey, this is what I'm going to do. But I think it's important to set smarter goals. In my mind, a mileage goal for the year, not that smart. Not an intelligent goal, something that we can improve upon. How do we improve upon it? I think that if you like having that number, that's something to chase for the end of the year, instead of setting it now, wait a little bit. Wait until Halloween to set your mileage goal for the year. Now, that might sound ridiculous. Well, like, why would I wait that long, Diz? By that point, I've only got 2 months left. Like, it doesn't make any sense to set a mileage goal for the year when the year is, you know, 5/6 of the way finished. Well, yeah, it does. Because at that point, you can have a feel for what's realistic, for how the year has gone so far. How is your body feeling? What changes? What things have happened in your life this year that there's no way you could have anticipated? Maybe you got a new job. Maybe there's a new kid in the family. Maybe there's something bad happened and you had to, you know, a loss in the family. Something that really impacted you. At this point, you've got 2 months left. You can weigh all of those different things. You can see how running has been for you this year. Are you, you know, have you been consistent? Are you moving in the right direction? All right, things are going well. All right, well, let's see here. With 2 months left, I think that, you know, a solid 2 good months, I can average another 125 miles per month. So I'm at, you know, 1300 miles now. Let's make the goal 1500 miles. Let's make the goal 1550, whatever it is. But you're giving yourself a much more realistic target, something that you really have a chance for success at. And if you don't get it, so what? So you spend a couple of months trying to hit the goal and you came up short. Big deal. Big deal. Not the end of the world. The year was still a success. You know, you gave yourself a target towards the end of the year, but it's not this overarching, you know, 12-month onerous black cloud hanging over your head. It was a couple of months at the end of the year, and you came up a little bit short. Or you hit it. You nailed it. All right, great. You know, you set yourself up for success. So now you're happy. You're good to go. You're ready to jump into the next year. All right? Do that in 2018. Just for right now, from January till the end of October, just run. Run for, you know, train for the races that are on your calendar. Run for the joy of doing it. Run for the social aspects of meeting some folks and getting some miles and then, you know, grabbing a beer afterwards or having brunch afterwards. Run for the time alone to clear your head. Run because you love it. Shoot, you don't need a mileage goal to run because you love the sport. All right. Those are the reasons that you should run. Those are the reasons that we all run, whether we have a mileage goal or not. But having that mileage goal that weighs us down doesn't make sense to me. Doesn't make sense to me. If you want to set, like I said earlier, if you want to set kind of a loose goal, like, hey, I'd love to be in the 1700 to 2000 mile range this year. Great. Set that up now as kind of a, this is the area code I want to be in, but don't dial it down. Don't worry. Don't stress about it now. Set a number, set it and forget it. And in November, in October, check in, see how close you are. How close are we to that number? Is it still attainable? All right, well, let's go for it. If it's not, hey, readjust, set a different course, set a different target and work to hit that for the last couple months of 2018. So I guess that's my advice now too, as we've got 2 weeks left in the year. If you had a mileage goal for this year and it's not close, let it go. Don't worry about it. If you're close, if a couple of normal weeks of running can get you there, then good job, kudos, and try to get there. But let's not beat ourselves up if we missed our mileage goal for the year. And that's the moral of the story. And I got a little fired up today, obviously, and got blabbering a little bit longer. It's a little longer quick tip than normal, but hopefully this maybe gave you something to think about in these last couple of weeks of 2017. If you're the type of person to set a mileage goal for the year, maybe rethink that. If you do, it doesn't make you a bad person. I'm not going to start hating you. Stop loving you. All right. We're still friends. We're still part of the same community, but I'm done setting mileage goals. I didn't set a mileage goal this year, and this is maybe the best year of running I've ever had. Something to think about. I took that stress away, took that pressure away. I set a mileage, like I did. I pretty much followed. This is exactly what I did this year. Pretty much around the 1st of November, I said, all right, look, if I have a couple of decent months, I'll hit 1500 miles for this year, which has been a goal of mine several times in the past. And I failed upon this year. I took the pressure off. And I'm on pace. I got to have a solid rest of December and I'm going to hit 1500 miles, which may not sound like a lot to you, but it's a new milestone for me. It'll be a new, whatever I end up at this point, I'm already at new territory. It'll be the farthest I've ever run in a year. And that happened because I didn't have that goal. I didn't have a number, at least not a number that I was dead set on. I was able to just enjoy running this year, have fun, run an ultra, run all kinds of, you know, non-races, but just run all year. It's been amazing. And maybe that's what you needed to try. Try it in 2018 and see what happens. You might find that you enjoy it. But let me stop talking. We've gone on. We're getting close to 25 minutes here. Let me wrap this thing up. Once again, healthiq.com/dizruns. Check them out and see if you qualify for savings on life insurance. It's crazy that you know, if you don't go through Health IQ, you're going to have to pay the same rate as the folks who don't care about their health. And like, you're subsidizing poor health decisions. And that just, it's not, it's kind of how our system is set up, and it's a shame, but healthiq.com is working on changing that. So healthiq.com/dizruns. Thank you to them for continuing to support the show. And I hope that you'll support them, because supporting the sponsors helps support the show, keeps things going strong, and keeps things improving and growing and getting better. And got big things planned for 2018, and having good sponsor partners is part of that. Part of helping us get there. So thank you to them. Thank you to you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the show, supporting the show, supporting the sponsors. It all means a lot. And now I'm going to go ahead and sign off before we get any longer, any farther down this wormhole. If you have questions about this stuff, let me know at DizRuns on the Twitter, DizRuns@gmail.com and DizRuns.com/505 at the show notes for this episode. Lots of GIFs, lots of memes, lots of fun, and a little bit of serious message as well. So please be well. Take care. Thanks for listening. And we'll talk soon. All right.
See you.